Maybe 7 minutes away.
I love that.
So about
with your permission. Of course, Torah Torah Emet, and the story of Kabbalat Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us and appeared to us on Chag HaShavuot, it's very complicated. And the first question that all the Chachamim ask, how come it doesn't say in the Torah the reason for Chag HaShavuot? This question was asked already a few hundred years ago. We know in the Torah it says the reason why we celebrate Pesach, everybody knows. The Torah tells us why we celebrate Sukkot, everybody knows. And the Torah tells us, Chag Shavuot ha'aseh lach, should do Chag HaShavuot, doesn't say in the Torah why. Of course, we like to believe, maybe that's the only reason, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Even though that from that appearance later on the Moshe Rabbeinu got the Luchot and broke the Luchot, but still, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this day as a holiday, as a Chag, the Torah should have said, why do you celebrate it? You celebrate it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared, because we got the Torah, that's the purpose of coming out of Egypt. So the Torah should have said, that's the reason to celebrate Chag HaShavuot. We cannot find in the Torah any reason for Chag HaShavuot, just the celebration of Chag HaShavuot. Not only that, according to the Ramban, Rav Moshe ben Nachman, Chag HaShavuot is being connected to Pesach. So it means Pesach is not the final destination. The final destination is Shavuot. And Ramban writes in his commentary, that Sfirat HaOmer, the days that we are at, are so-called the Chol HaMoed, if we may say, between Pesach and Shavuot. And nevertheless, if that's the case, it doesn't make sense if we may say, the Pesach, you know the reason, and the destination, Shavuot, the Torah doesn't say the reason. Not only that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, before he went to Egypt to take Am Yisrael out, he told them, at the end, you're going to go to this mountain, and you're going to get something over there. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant the Mishkan, maybe he meant the Torah, but of course Hashem meant something. Again, you cannot find in the Torah anything. It's very strange. The second strange thing, excuse me, is the date that we celebrate Chag HaShavuot. According to almost everybody, Chag HaShavuot, today that we celebrate, it's on the sixth day of Chodesh Sivan. And actually, the Torah was given to us on the seventh day of Chodesh Sivan. So the date, also, it's very strange. That we all do know all the time, that every time that we have a Chag, so the day of the month, this is the day that that Chag should be, because something happened on the same date. We celebrate Pesach on the 15th day of Chodesh Nisan, because that's the date exactly we came out of Egypt. We celebrate Yom Kippur on the 10th, Rosh Hashanah on the 1st. Sukkot maybe has a connection also, even though it's not in the same exactly. But Shavuot, if you celebrate, but Hashem gave us the Torah, should have been on the same day. And there's no reason why you have to make it earlier. There is a little reason why you should make it earlier. The Gemara says, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted us to get it up before. Excuse me, but actually, the celebration of Chag HaShavuot, if it is that Hashem appeared to us and we got the Torah, we got the Ten Commandments, this happened on the seventh day of Chodesh Sivan, not on the sixth. And our calendar, that's the day we celebrate, is the sixth day of Chodesh Sivan. Again, it needs to be explained, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it? The way it says in the Gemara, on Chag HaShavuot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu healed everybody. Well, it says in the Gemara that we came out of Egypt, since we worked very hard over there, a lot of people lost their sight. Some people became deaf. Some people were born mute. Some people lost their hand. Some people lost leg. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu healed everybody. Not only that, the Gemara says other sicknesses. Zav, Metzora. So whoever had any kind of sickness, Hashem healed him. The way it says in the Gemara, the way it appears, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to give the Torah, the Ten Commandments, to crippled people. So a person that was not 100%, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he's going to heal him. And the Gemara learns it from Sukkim in the Torah. And again, it's a very nice thing. I don't say it's not a nice thing. But you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out of his way. And to do such a thing, because we have to get the Torah that everybody has to see, everybody has to hear, doesn't matter. What does it make? If you went through Yom Suf, and through Yom Suf they went, and also through Yom Suf, says the Gemara, Zekeli and they were appointed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself already in Yom Suf, and Am Yisrael saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and over there they were cripples, or they just came out of Egypt, blind people. Who did not heal them. Whoever saw, saw. Whoever was able to walk, he walked. Whoever could not walk, did not walk. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I have to heal them. Hashem does not have to heal them. I mean, it's very nice from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he wants to heal the people. But still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called went out of his way and did something unusual to heal everybody. The next statement about Chag HaShavuot, the Gemara Yerushalmi says, as we mentioned in the past, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waves the sins of the people in Chag HaShavuot. What it means is, says the Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually gives a person a new start, even though that person was judged on Rosh Hashanah, was decided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur on Hashanah Rabbah, Shavuot is a new start. The Gemara learns it from Pasuk, that Parshat Pinchas, it says the Torah, Seir Izim Echad, Lechaper Alechem, doesn't say Lechatat, it says no more sins, no more sins. It says some of the Gemara, because we got the Torah, so since you accept the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts a new page with the person. Again, the question is, what is really behind it? And then we have this custom, dairy. Until now, you know, we spoke about meat. Now it's a custom, dairy. Chag HaShavuot, it's a custom to have dairy. You know, they have all kind of answers, but to make it as a custom, it's very strange to make it as a custom. For example, say one of the answers says in the Mishnah Berurah and other places, it says, since we accept the Ten Commandments, and now we have to be a real Jew. And a real Jew has to keep kosher kitchen. And that kosher kitchen must be the dairy by itself and meat by itself. And since we came out of Egypt, we didn't keep the halachot of kosher food. Not only that, the Zohar said that we ate non-kosher meat in Egypt. So we came back to our tents after HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to us. So Chachamim said, now we became Jewish, more or less, and now we cannot use the dishes that we used before. And therefore, everybody had to eat dairy, milk, because they couldn't cook the meat. Of course, it might be true, maybe it is true. But Ten Commandments, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Ten Commandments, only said Ten Commandments. He didn't say, Ilchot Basar Bechalav. There's no halacha. But after HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Ten Commandments, he said, okay, now you have to have a kosher kitchen. The kosher kitchen was said and was told Moshe Rabbeinu, Parashat Mishpatim is the first one, it's after everybody got back to his tent. There's no hint in the Torah that after Ten Commandments, everybody ran back to his tent, and all of a sudden you can't use my pot. How many of you can use your pot? Who told you can't use the pot? It doesn't say that Am Yisrael were told before the halachot of dairy and meat. But maybe it's true. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu told them before they left, it's possible. And they said, well, the Torah is being compared to milk, dvash v'chalav tachat leshonech, whatever that sentence means, if it means in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, it means the Torah is like milk. So that's not a sufficient answer, because the Torah is being compared to oil as well, the Torah is being compared to honey as well. So we should have honey on Chag HaShavuot. We should have the Torah being compared to wine also, and to oil. There's no custom to have oil on Chag HaShavuot. There's no custom to have wine on Chag HaShavuot. This is why you chose dairy, because the Torah is being compared to dairy, to chalav, to milk. It needs to be explained. In on Chag HaShavuot, it says Shulchan Aruch, it's a custom to read Megillat Rut. Again, one of the explanations is that David HaMelech is a descendant of Rut, his grandmother. He died on Chag HaShavuot. Chachamim say most probably also he was born on Chag HaShavuot. It's not for sure. Most probably he was born. And we want to hear, to learn about David HaMelech. That of course, David HaMelech is Mashiach. So on Chag HaShavuot, we read the history of David. So what do you have to know, the history of David? Maybe it means to know the roots of David, maybe. Maybe that's what it means. So it's a custom to read Megillat Rut on Chag HaShavuot. That's on the surface. To know where David comes from, it comes from this lady Rut. And we read the Megillah about this lady Rut. So what the Megillah starts? The Megillah starts like this, Vayibim Yeshvot HaShoftim Vayirav Baretz. It's the days of the judges. Comes the Gemara and says, it says, Bimei Shvot HaShoftim. Shvot HaShoftim means the judges judge. You don't say the judges judge. You say the judges. If you want to know the time, when was this story of Rut, Shmuel HaNavi wrote Megillat Rut, and then the Megillah should have said, Vayhi Bimei HaShoftim, was in the time of judges. Everybody knows time of judges means this is the time between Yehoshua Binun and Shmuel HaNavi, Eliyah Kohen. It says those are the people that they were judges. Shmuel was a judge, Eli was a judge, until we started with the kingdom of Shaul HaMelech and David HaMelech. So, if you want to know what the story is all about, the Megillah tells you, Vayi Bimei HaShoftim, in the time of judges. But the Megillah, Shmuel HaNavi wrote for Ruach HaKodesh, he writes Bimei Shvot HaShoftim, when the judges judged. This is why you have to say that. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, at that time, the court system was not actually do the right thing as they're supposed to do. Says the Gemara, what does it mean? Says the Gemara, two people came to the judge, and the judge used to tell one of the people of the person that he thought that this man is obligated to pay his dues, and he tells him, why don't you take out from your teeth the toothpick? Tol kisami ben shinecha. And the person used to answer the judge, why don't you take korami ben enecha? Why don't you take from your eyes the 2x4 that you have over there? It means the whole thing was corrupt. That's what it means. So that's how the Megillah starts. Baby Meshvot HaShoftim Ha'ira Baretz, at the time of the judges, when the judges judged. So the Gemara says that's what it means. It means the court system wasn't good and people were stealing from each other. It says that's why Ha'ira Baretz, the famine came. Sounds like the famine came because of that. Famine came because of that. So it means since everybody stole and the court system were corrupt, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a famine. And then the Megillah goes on, and the Megillah says that was a person, his name is Elimelech, was a rich person, and he left Eretz Israel because too many poor people knocking on his door, asking for donations, help. He left Eretz Israel, he goes to Moab, and he dies, and his children die. And the Megillah continues that this girl, Ruth, was married to one of the boys, and since her husband died and her brother-in-law died, she chose to accompany her ex-mother-in-law. She goes with her back to Eretz Israel. She goes back to Eretz Israel, And eventually, she happened to meet Naomi's cousin. His name is Boaz. He's a very well person. He's a judge. And he owns fields. And he's there in the field. He comes, he checks the field. And she happened to be there. She comes home. And her ex-mother, Naomi, tells her, you know what? This guy, Boaz, his name is Boaz, he stays tonight. I don't know how she knows. But that's what the Megillah said. She knows everything. And she tells the girl, Ruth, this guy, Boaz, is going to stay in the field tonight. And what I want you to know is that I think is the best shidduch for you. Please go over there at night and ask him to marry you. Says the Gemara, what is he doing over there at night time? Says the Gemara, at that time there was a lot of thieves, and they used to steal wheat, barley. And this guy, Boaz, he is the owner, and he's a very wealthy person. So what he does is, at night time, he sleeps over there on the pile of the barley. Can you imagine? A general, the CFO of General Motors, he doesn't want somebody to steal a car. He sleeps in the factory, on the roof. Says the Gemara, Boaz, that's what he does. He sleeps on the pile. And Naomi tells her, he's sleeping on the pile. You go over there where he sleeps and ask him, please, I want you to marry me. It's very strange that this wealthy person sleeps on the pile. Again, also the Megillah was written by Ruach HaKodesh. Why do we have to know this? Who cares? It says you want, if the Megillah wants to teach us that this girl is going to meet her mate, and this is Boaz, the Megillah can say, listen. And she goes and she meets him, doesn't matter, in a bus stop, or she meets him on the street, or she goes during the day. No. She tells her, go at night while he's going to sleep over there. Why are you going to sleep over there? So, tell her to go during the day. She goes daily, she goes over there to the field. And she collects some barley, some wheat from the floor. So at that time, you know, you go to the field, you go over to him and say, sir, Rabbi Boaz, I'd like to marry you. Anyway, you can ask him. It has to be on the pile. Naomi says, on the pile. He's on the pile. You go on the pile. Ask him this. Okay. She goes over there, the Megillah tells us. And in the middle of the night, he asked her, who are you? He said, my name is Ruth. You know me already. I came over here to ask you to marry me. He said, bah, excellent idea. I love to marry you. Of course, he loves to marry her because she's very holy, she's very pure. And of course, what the Gaon Mevilna said, Shekhar Hevel Ayofi, the Gemara said she was the most prettiest girl at that generation. So, nothing's wrong for sure. So, what can be better than that? The man is a widow, he doesn't have a wife. And says that a girl comes and the girl offers him something very special girl. I said, listen, but I want to tell you something. Before I make a decision to marry you, I have an uncle. Maybe my uncle wants to marry you. So according to most of the Chachamim, that man, Mr. Boaz, at the time, he was 400 years old. Well, it's not so strange, because in the time of the Gemara, people lived 400 years. There's a guy, his name Rav Frida, he lived 400 years. But by the way, it's not only he lived 400 years. His son, Obed, also lived 400 years. Yishai, also 400 years. At the time, was living a person, his name was Achiah Shiloni. He lived 700 years. He came out of Egypt. So it's not such a strange thing those days. There are a lot of people. But his uncle must be much older. Much of, usually. I mean, it's not necessarily. So the girl comes to you and asks you, I would like to marry you. Say, listen, I have an uncle. I don't know your uncle. Who's your uncle? Well, it's my father's brother. My father's brother, we don't know his name. His name is Ploni Almoni. He says, maybe first he should marry you before me. He says, why he should marry you before me? He says, because, well, you married so-called my relative. I says, that girl Ruth married the person is named Mahlon. Mahlon was the son of Naomi. Naomi is the cousin of Boaz. So it's the kind of what we have in the Torah, it's called Yibum. The Torah says that Chas v'Shalom, a person died and he left his wife with no children, so his brother really should marry the widow in order to have a child to carry the name of the person that died. It's called Yibum, but this is only by Jews, it's only by brothers, it's nothing to do with uncles, cousins. And according to the Zohar, in one place, there's two versions in the Zohar. If this girl, Ruth, was married to this guy, Mahlon, if she was ever converted, maybe she wasn't converted. It's Machloket among all the Rishonim, Chachamim, yes, no, yes, no. But it really doesn't matter. If she just converted now, there's no such thing, she's a relative of either of them. Because the Gemara says, a girl convert is even allowed to marry her own father when he converts. So this is not your daughter. Gershon itgayek katan dami. The Gemara says a convert means it's like a newborn. It means you have no father, no mother. So it means a girl that went and converted, and then her father converted as well. The halacha is the father can marry the daughter. That's not your daughter. That's a newborn. That's the halacha. So of course, if she did not convert before, and she just converted this misroot, so of course it's no such thing. My uncle, myself, I want to marry you because you were married to my great nephew. My cousin's. You married my cousin's son. This is not cousin. This is not your son. It's nothing. She was a goy, and if she converted me, it's a new start. She has no relatives. The Gemara says a convert has no relatives. It says a convert dies, says the Gemara, whatever he left. It goes to the Kohanim, whoever wants to take it, he can take it. They can say, listen, he has a brother, he has a father. Even if they converted, they're not called relatives. Because a convert means, like you're a newborn. You're newborn, no father, no mother. Here comes Boaz and tells the lady, listen, I would like very much to marry you, but I would like to ask my uncle. Maybe my uncle wants to marry you. Why you have to ask your uncle? Because maybe my uncle, you know, he comes ahead of me. He doesn't come ahead of you. Come ahead of your wife. Why is coming ahead of you? That's the Megillah says. The time of Ari, the one that wrote the Shulchan Aruch, that's from Maran Abet Yosef, I don't know exactly where he was at the point, but since that night, that was on Chag HaShavuot, that he stayed up the night, it was no custom before, that we know that people stayed up the night of Shavuot, that when the custom began. And so what happened? So the Shla writes in his book 250 years ago, I would like to share with you a story. And says that Maran Abed Yosef, he was at the Knesset with few people in Chag HaShavuot, decided to stay up the night. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, they heard a voice talking to them. This was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, I'm very happy that you stay up the night. And since who knows when, nobody did it, and I appreciate very much you stay up the night. And just a shame that there's only few people here. You don't have a minyan, you don't have 10 people. And they fainted. They were lying on the floor from this surprised appearance of a voice from a Kadosh Baruch Hu that's called Bat Kol. And in the morning they went to Bet Knesset, and that they were in the Bet Knesset, they told the people that came to do Shacharit, it was a shame. You didn't come, you didn't stay with us the night. He says, please come tonight. He writes in the book that the second night, same thing happened. While they were learning, a Kadosh Baruch Hu appeared and said, thank you very much. All of you came to Knesset, Chag HaShavuot, to learn. This is a tremendous thing for me and for the angels we saw from Shamayim. There's a whole text with exact language, how what they heard and how they felt. Again, they fell on the floor, they fainted, they didn't believe what they hear. This is, it's a great experience. Since then, sounds that this is the custom that we have, to stay up the night of Shavuot. Important thing if Hashem is very happy. But again, the question is, what's the big deal? What's the big deal that you stay up the night of Chag HaShavuot? What is really behind it? So, whatever the reason is, as the Kadosh says, I'm very happy that you stay up the night. What does that say? The Gemara says, "En Adam Konero El Rochvato El Balayla." The Gemara says, every night you should be up. You should learn every night. The Gemara says, most of the wisdom of a person is going to be acquired if he stays up the night. Not the whole night, part of the night. The Gemara says, the Kadosh gave us night in order for us to stay and learn at night. Because during the day, says the Gemara, you go to work. Says the Gemara, so when you need night, you don't need to sleep the whole night. But Hashem made it dark. Hashem made it dark, you should get out of his job, of your job, at the field mainly, or in the places that you have a job, you come home. You come home, and then what you do, then you go to sleep a little bit, you get up, and you learn. That's the Gemara says, that's the David HaMelech is to do. I says, hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very happy with that. So Chachamim tell us the following, Rabotai. This is the Mishnah in Perkei Avot. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa Omer. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa says like this. Kol shechokhmato merubah memaasav, en chokhmato mitkayemet. I say it means like this. If the balance sheet of a day, of a person, he has to calculate and to see what he had done during that day. And that's Ari and Al Chachamim said, before you go to sleep, you have to think about it. And then it says in the Zohar and in other books that every Friday we have to do it. That every Friday before Shabbat, a person should make a balance what he did this week. What do you mean, what I did this week? So of course, we're not talking Chas Shalom about a sinner. We're talking about, what did you do, positive things, in the daytime? Because the Mishnah, Sabchina Ben Dosa says, listen, if you calculated that today you learn, and actually you learn so much that you did not do any good deeds, then whatever you learn is worthless. But if the balance sheet will show, kol shemaasav merubim mechokhmato, that you did good things that day, more what you learned that day, chokhmato mitkayemet, whatever you learn will stay forever. I say an example, if somebody has a tree in his backyard, a tremendous big tree, but the roots of the tree are not as many to be able to hold down the tree, so even a small wind comes, tumble the tree on the floor, there's no more tree. The Torah is like a tree. It says the Torah is going to hold with roots. The roots are good deeds that the person has to do. If you don't do it, it means there's no roots. There's no roots, doesn't matter how much Torah you learn. And the other way around, says the Mishnah, if you have a tree, but a small tree, but the roots are strong, so even if you have a strong tornado wind, the tree will stand. Again, says the Gemara, so the roots are the good deed that the person has to do, and the tree is the wisdom. It says the wisdom will not stay unless you have roots, and the roots, what we call is good deeds. Says, what's the big deal about it? So, listen, everybody knows the Torah is the most important thing about Torah. It says, I learn, so I didn't have time to do something good. So, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa in the Mishnah, nothing will happen. Doesn't matter how much you learn, it's worthless. It's worthless, like it's the tree is going to be on the floor, even though it doesn't say the person is a sinner, doesn't say the person did bad things. It's excellent person. It says the whole thing is finished, waived. It says, what's really behind it? What is so important to do good things that otherwise the whole learning that we do is nothing? Of course, we all do know the story about Moshe Rabbeinu. He came down on Yom Kippur with the second set of the Luchot, and the second day, the next day, he sat down to judge Am Yisrael. There's a line of people in front of him. His father-in-law was there, Yitro. He goes over to him and says, what's that big line that I see? He says, all these people have all kind of argument, and they come in front of me, that I should be the judge. And Yitro tells them, If that's what you plan to do, you should know it's going to be no nation, not you. Navol tipol. Gam ata, gam kol am hazeh asher etcha. Ki chaved mimcha hadavar asur levadecha. You can't do this. You have to go appoint judges. You cannot do that. I said, why I cannot do it? Why I cannot do it? You know, I just came from Shamayim. I was there 120 days. I didn't eat, I didn't drink. Well, you know who I am. So the Gemara, Moshe, the last day of his life, jumped all the steps on Har Nevo, where the place he was buried. He didn't need to have glasses. Lo naslecho. Lo chat hayno. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu died as a teenager. Never had to do exercise. Strong. The Gemara describes Moshe as strong, the strongest person. Actually, physically, I'm not talking spiritually, physically, the Gemara says, when he fought with Og Melech HaBashan, he threw on him a mountain. Moshe was able to catch a mountain, to throw it back on him. So Moshe was very strong. He calms his father, and he said, listen, can't do it. What do you mean I can't do it? What do you mean I cannot do it? I can do anything. My name is Moshe. You don't know who I am. Okay, it's a father-in-law, meaning he gives you the right always to criticize me. But still, I'm talking physically now, I'm not talking about Moshe's spiritual power, that this spiritual power can drive the person forever, that it doesn't matter how strong the body is. Talk about Moshe Rabbeinu. Chachamim tell us the following. Since Yitro knows Moshe Rabbeinu very well. Yitro remembers Moshe Rabbeinu 60 years before. That once in Egypt, an Egyptian person was hitting a Jew, and Moshe killed the Egyptian instantly. And then what happened? Moshe had to run away and stayed away for 60 years until the age of 80. Says the Zohar, it's because Moshe Rabbeinu quickly, too quickly, judged the person. Even though maybe the person needs to be killed, but Moshe, immediately without thinking, was too harsh. As a punishment, says the Zohar, Moshe had to go so-called to exile for 60 years. He wasn't there. Says Rabbi Tam Yuziel, says the Gemara, you should know, twice in the desert, twice, Moshe Rabbeinu did not know a certain halacha. That purposely, HaKadosh knew, he did not know more than two. But two out of the five things he did not know, the four things, had to do with death penalty. One is the Mekoshim Shetzim. Somebody on Shabbat went and gathered some wood outside, or cut some wood outside, according to the Gemara. They brought him to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't know what to do with him, I have to ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And at the same time, says the Gemara, was the Mekalel, the one that cursed his friend. Also, they brought him to Moshe, at the same time, and Moshe said, I really don't know what to do with him. So the Tavin Yuziel says the Gemara, because people wanted to tell Moshe how important it is to compromise, how important it is before you make a big decision about a person, you have to think, maybe I can make something to compromise it. How important it is, says the Gemara. Lo charva Yerushalayim, Elo Shemidu Deim Al Din Torah, says the Gemara. Somebody's going to ask you, why Yerushalayim was destroyed by the Romans, Yimach Shemam, by Nebuchadnezzar, Yimach Shemo. It's not why they destroyed, why Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Why Yerushalayim was destroyed? Says the Gemara, Yerushalayim was destroyed because the judges were too strict. Says Tosfot, what do you mean too strict? It says you have to go sometimes out of your way in your lifetime and compromise. It doesn't matter if that person really deserves a big punishment. But you should look in the case. Maybe you'll find something not to be so harsh to him. Says the Gemara, well, the judges in Yerushalayim were very strict. And they didn't give any room for any compromising. And for this, Yerushalayim was destroyed. It says, for this, Yerushalayim was destroyed? Very strange. What do you mean? Yerushalayim was destroyed because the judge was strict. Big deal. So, it's not a sin. It says, I go according to the book. And the book, it says this. I did this. It says, no. Why don't you look to give him, you know, a less punishment? What difference does it make? I go according to the book. It's the book. So, the Gemara says, no, Yerushalayim was destroyed. Chachamim tell us that it means like this. When you have a court case, usually, it means one wins and one loses. So what it means is, the guy that loses usually, when he goes outside, he has a bitter taste in his mouth, and he's upset at the judge, he's upset at his friend, sometimes he's even upset at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And says that is going to generate some kind of hatred, some kind of upsetting, some kind of division, some kind of eventually, chas v'shalom, a tragedy. Well, if you hate your friend in your heart, says the Gemara, you know what's the next sentence in the Torah? It says the next time you know, he meets him, he might kill him. You cannot estimate and predict what can happen if you don't like somebody. Don't think if you don't like him, that's the end of the road. No. This is just beginning of the road. It says if you hate somebody in your heart, says the Torah, next step, don't be surprised if you killed him. It says if the judges are very strict, and they don't try to compromise, they don't try to make peace between the people, it says, what is going to cause? It's going to cause a revolution, a coup, a tremendous hatred, jealousy, competition, endless fight. Who knows what's going to end with? So that's what the Gemara says, Yerushalayim was destroyed because of that. What it means is, you know, because the judges were very strict. So what happened? The judges were very strict. It says, no, you're wrong. It's at the end, the people told the judges, you're wrong. And also, the people had fights between themselves. They started to fight, they kill, and this was Lashon Hara, and etc. With this, Yerushalayim was destroyed. By the way, Yerushalayim, the word of Yerushalayim, is made from two words. Yerushalem. Shalem. Shalem means shalom. It says, Shem Benoach, he called the city of Yerushalayim Shalem. It's the city of peace. So Yerushalayim is built on peace. Yerushalayim is built that no jealousy, no fight. Comes the Mishnah in Pekei Avot, it says, never ever a person told his friend in Yerushalayim that I have no room for you. What are you trying to tell me? It's a miracle. What's the miracle? That so many people came to Yerushalayim. They were to Hamikdash, talking about hundreds of millions of people. And somebody says, you know what? I stay by this guy. How do you stay by this guy? He has only one bedroom. I don't know. And you are staying. I also by this guy. All these says millions of people stay in Yerushalayim. Says the Mishnah, no one ever said there's no room in Yerushalayim. Why? What's behind it? Because Yerushalayim is called Shalem. And Shalem means peace, comes from the word Shalom. It says if you have peace, the Kadosh Baruch Hu makes miracles. It says that's the power of harmony. That's the power of loving each other. Says Yerushalayim, says the Gemara, Eretz Israel contained hundreds of millions of people. Today you ask, what do you think? You have those they had those high rises in Yerushalayim, 200 floors. No. Says the Gemara, Eretz Israel is called Eretz HaTzvi. It's like a skin of a deer being stretched. If you behave well, Israel so-called extends itself by itself. And hundreds of millions of people can live on the same spot. And if you don't have this right behavior, Eretz Israel shrinks. He says, that's called Yerushalayim. That's what Yitro really told Moshe. Listen, Moshe, forgive me, I tell you, you know, you're 80 years old, I know. You're 81 now. I know you very well. But your personality, says the Zohar, a lady usually is very, very tough. It can be tough in business. But you have to be very, very kind, generous. Atem til mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Am Yisrael one thing. You come out of Egypt. Says, before he gave us the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he told us, listen, I want you to be kohen. Says the Zohar, kohen means kindness. You can be tough. Says the Zohar in Bet HaMikdash, the kohanim never slaughtered. You cannot have a knife in your hand. You can't. I can't take it. I cannot see blood. I cannot slaughter an animal. I can't do it. I can't have it. I can't have it. He says, this is a Kohen. A Levi is different. The Levi are very tough people. He says, Yitro told Moshe, listen, you are the judge. Forget about it. I know you. 60 years ago, you killed an Egyptian person. I know he did something wrong. Imagine in instantly, immediately you killed him. You know what happened to you? 60 years you had to run. Exile said the Zohar. 60 years you had to run you for yourself because you're too strict. You sit down over here the day after Yom Kippur, you see a line of people in front of you, and you're going to judge them. He says, if you're going to judge them, I'll tell you what's going to be. It's going to be immediately a war between the people, and they're going to kill you as well. Because that's what the Gemara says, that Yerushalayim was destroyed because of that. It says, because you cannot be strict, what you have to do, you have to compromise between people. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, this was Avraham Avinu. People used to come to Avraham Avinu, and they have a machloket. And one guy said, he owes me $100. Avraham said, what do you say? So the guy said, he owes me 100. Avraham said, hold it 1 minute. Avraham Avinu took $100 from his pocket, give it to the guy. I said, now he got, so they got $100? Okay. Now let me hear what you say. Let me hear what you say. You say he owed you $100. Now you got the money, right? So the person used to say, well, I gave him a loan. He never paid me back. I says, I have a piece of paper. The other guy said, what are you talking about? I paid him back. In the meantime, already he got $100 in his pocket. Says the Gemara, let Avraham Avinu, after the whole discussion, he told the guy, you know what? You keep the $100 anyway, even though this guy owes you $100. He has another $100. Go have lunch together. I says, this was the kindness of Avraham Avinu. We like to hear the kindness of Avraham Avinu is achnasat orchim. It's not just achnasat orchim. It's to make peace between people, to compromise. That's the most important for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aharon HaKohen, Ohev Shalom Ve'odev Shalom. He says Aharon HaKohen is being described in the Tanakh. There's nobody else in the world. Kodesh Kodashim. Can you imagine? You see, Hashem's put a name, Divrei Hayamim was written by Ezra HaNechemiah, Beruach HaKodesh Nevuah. And over there said HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Aharon HaKohen, and his title is not He's a holy man. He's the holiest of the holiest. Like something that you say about Hamikdash, where the Echal is, where the Luchot is, it's Kodesh Kodashim. It says Aharon HaKohen. The Midrash says, he made 60,000 Shalom Bayit in the desert. Can you imagine? In 40 years. 60,000. You think today we have divorces? You need Aharon HaKohen today, not lawyers. It says, Aharon HaKohen, he was busy. Besides that he was a Kohen HaGadol, besides everything else. It says, Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. He loves peace, he chases peace. It's a description of this guy is Kodesh Kodashim. This is the holiest of the holiest. That's the biggest title you can get. It says, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's what Gemara says. Gemara says, you know, Hashem loves harmony. He loves it. And it doesn't matter if somebody did something to anybody. It says, he owes you. Doesn't matter if you said, he owes you. Hey, I gave him the money right away. It doesn't matter. Now, let me hear who is right. Let me see who is right. Doesn't matter. Just, you know, as a joke, I want to know who is right. But as far as the court case is concerned, you got paid already. It says, that is really what the Mishnah means. You have to do kindness, you have to do good things all your life, because that generates peace. That's what Hashem wants. Hashem hates fights. Comes the Gemara and says, in time of Ahab, it says, time of Ahab, Ahab was the king that ruled the whole world, says the Gemara. Like Ahasuerus, says the Gemara, Am Yisrael did not obey the mitzvot, but they were united. You were united, you have peace. Says the Gemara, they won all the wars. Says the Gemara, Tam Davda Melech, people kept the mitzvot. They used to die, used to be killed in the war, because they weren't united. Hashem loves peace. He loves it. He says, how much Hashem loves it? He says, I tell you how much Hashem loves it. Says the Gemara, this is Parasha Bekat Kohanim, before we open the Mishkan. Hashem told Moshe, go call Aaron, tell him daily you have to go to Bet HaMikdash. He says, give a blessing to Am Yisrael. He says, what's the best one? He says, the Gemara, Yasem Lecha Shalom. Peace. He says, what's the peace? Because peace generates everything. Sim Shalom, Tova Bracha, Vartamo Yisrael Bashalom. He says, you know how far it goes? Comes the Gemara and says the following, you know, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually appeared on Har Sinai, before he appeared, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you may say, cough. I says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made such kind of a noise. Everybody jumped out of his bed. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Goyim that lived around Bilam was the biggest magician. at the time, they ran to Bilam, said, "We heard a noise, sounds like a tsunami. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we think, is going to destroy the world." Says the Gemara, Bilam was very, very smart, and he was a magician. He told him, "Listen to what I tell you. I know the Jews are going to get the Torah in a few minutes, and that's the noise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu woke them up." He told them that sentence, Hashem oz le'amo yiten. That's the sentence we say every day. After Shacharit, that's the sentence. Before Shacharit, the sentence we say in Kabbalat Shabbat, Mizmor David, Hashem oz le'amo yiten. Says the Gemara, Bilam said it. That sentence Bilam said. Part of the sentence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the Torah to the Jews. That's the noise you heard. Fine. Says the Gemara, all the goyim around Bilam said, Hashem yivarech et amo b'shalom. God should bless the Jewish people with peace. The Chachamim, what do you mean? What do you mean? Bilam said Hashem gives the Torah, and the goyim said Hashem should bless with peace. That's what the Mishnah said. If you have no good deed, is there going to be no peace? If there be no peace, there's no Torah. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how much Torah you learn, how much Torah you know. It doesn't matter how much you're going to be up on the night of Shavuot. That's not the important thing now. The Torah tells us, Rabotai, that from Rosh Chodesh Sivan, this coming Friday, Am Yisrael came and the park in front of our Sinai as one unit. Says the Gemara, that's the only time we were united. Once. No machloket, everybody loved each other. That made HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the Torah. If you weren't united, who knows when HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have given us the Torah. The Torah was given just because we had peace. Just because we did good deeds in the desert. So now, Hashem said, okay, told Moshe, Moshe, nice time to get the Torah. The Torah cannot be given, would not have been given to us unless we have peace among us. And that's actually what the Chacham Arashah says. You should know the reason why Chag HaShavuot is not on the exact date that we got the Torah is to teach you it's not the date of accepting Ten Commandments. It's the preparation for Ten Commandments is more important. The preparation for Ten Commandments was unity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu moved back Chag HaShavuot one day to tell you on that day you were united. You were united for 6 days, from Rosh Chodesh Sivan till the 7th. On the 7th, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared and gave us the Ten Commandments. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to celebrate Shavuot a day before to tell us that the preparation for Chag HaShavuot is more important than Chag HaShavuot. Because if you have no peace, there's no Torah. It doesn't matter. Chachamim say, you stay up the whole night of Chag HaShavuot. What do you do? This, you learn this, you don't learn this. It means nothing. It says, if you don't prepare yourself, said the Maharsha, for Chag HaShavuot, there's no Torah. There's the tremendous thing that the Zohar said can happen to a person Chag HaShavuot. Hashem can heal a person Chag HaShavuot. Hashem changes his decision. Chas v'shalom, if Hashem did not come with a good decision or good enough decision for a person on Rosh Hashanah, everything can be changed on Shavuot. But it's not because you stay up the night. It says what happened before the night. Before the night. It says this is the kindness and the good deed that the person has to do. It says the Mishnah said, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is more important than the Torah. It says you have to learn Torah. But it's after first you clean and you purify your heart from any hatred. It says that's what Avraham Avinu did. That's what Aharon HaKohen did. That's Am Yisrael achieved on the way. And that's the secret of Megillat Ruth. Megillat Ruth says, you see, David HaMelech, Mashiach, Mashiach, let me tell you who Mashiach is. Mashiach comes from that girl Ruth. That girl Ruth, you know, she was a daughter of a person that was very rich but did not want to help anybody. He ran away from Eretz Israel because of the famine. I says, it doesn't matter, says the Gemara, well, he was tzaddik, this, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much Torah you have. It says, the first thing in your life, says Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa in the Mishnah, Ma'asav merubim mechochmato, you have to actually, the balance of your day, you say, what did I do good today? Not how much I learned today. If you only learned the whole day, you didn't do good things that day, means nothing. You have to be kind to people, you have to be kind to others, to think, to do good things to others. It says, the Gemara, Ma'asav, Tzedakah Shalom. Says, Navi Yishayahu said, you know what Tzedakah does? He gives tzedakah. Tzedakah tatzil mimavet. So why tzedakah saves you from death? Says the Navi Yishayahu, Maaseh tzedakah shalom. It says tzedakah that you give generates peace. It says, Asam gvulech shalom, chelev chitim yasbiyech. We say every morning in tefillah. It's the Kadosh Baruch Hu makes the borders of Yerushalayim, Bolei Yerushalayim Hashem, with peace. And then, the Navi calls and tells Hashem, gives you this. Says, why? Everything starts with peace. And says, that's the Goyim told Bilam. Hashem gives the Torah to the Jews. Good for them. Hopefully, Hashem should bless them with peace. It says, because without peace, it doesn't matter what you have. Everything will go down the drain. Hamza Megillah tells us, no, this guy, Elimelech, was the richest person, was very knowledgeable person, tzaddik, everything, son of Nachshon ben Aminadab, excellent person. It says, he doesn't like to help others. It says, forget about it, you die. It says, his ex-daughter-in-law, eventually, she leaves her country, she doesn't want to leave her ex-mother-in-law, she comes with her to Israel. And so eventually she goes to the field, Boaz owns one of the fields. So Naomi tells her, you know, this guy, he sleeps on the pile at night. She says, Gemara, why sleeps on the pile? He sleeps on the pile because people used to steal barley and wheat. He says, why don't you hire a watchman? He says, I'll tell you why I don't hire a watchman. Because the Mabul came because people stole from each other, the Torah says. Himalaret Hamas Mipneim. Theft. I said, it's not the theft. It's what the theft generates. It says, this guy stole from this guy. This guy stole from this guy. It's already, you have already hatred, enemies. It says, oh, somebody stole from me. Oh, who stole from me already? So the Gemara comes with a story about a doctor. A doctor, the Gemara says. His name was Abba Umna. Says the Gemara, this guy was greater than all the Chachamim. He says, every morning he used to get up, Hashem used to say to him, Shalom. Can you imagine, you get up in the morning, you hear in your ear, Shalom. He says, who is this? God. He says, the Gemara, Talmud Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to come every day to a doctor. To the Chachamim, Abaye Verava, Hashem never came. He says, the Gemara, what is this all about? He says, the Gemara says, you don't understand, this man is a peace man. He only wants to have peace and love everybody. The Gemara says, one of the Chachamim sent two fake thieves to his house, and they stepped in his house, and they got up in the morning and they stole the quilt, the pillow, the sheet, they ran away. They ran away, he goes to the market. He goes to the market to buy new pillows, new sheet. He sees those fake ones standing in the market. Everything was planned by Chacham. He goes, hi, how are you? Is this for sale? He said, yeah, for sale. He says, how much is it? They say the price. He says, how come so much? This is mine. I paid for this less. He says, oh, you recognize it? He says, of course I recognize you. Those two people, the Chachamim, ask him, tell us the truth. When you got up in the morning, you saw we disappeared with the sheet and the pillow and the quilt. What did you think? I said, I thought that somebody is in jail and Chachamim sent you to steal from me in order to generate money to redeem the person from jail. So the Gemara says, look, a doctor, what the way he thinks. Generate peace. Hashem comes to you, says to you, Shalom, daily. Says the Gemara, Abaye, Rava, maybe once a year. Maybe once a week, Hashem came to one of them, and they woke up in the morning, the biggest Chachamim, Shalom. He says, no, you don't understand. He says, Shalom is the most important thing. Yassim Lecha Shalom. Sim Shalom is saying at the end of 18. The Bekat Kohanim Shalom. It's the most important thing. And so the Gemara says, you know, that's what Hashem expects from you. To love everybody, clean your heart completely. That's what's Kabbalat Torah. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu healed everybody when He gave us the Torah. Because we reached that level. We reached that level what we call Shalom. Shalom means Shalem. Complete. I said, you complete person. You complete person comes to Gemara Yerushalmi and says, Chag HaShavuot, Hashem gives you a new start. He says, why? Not because I stayed up the night. It's what I did before I stayed up the night. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us 6 days from this coming Friday, from Rosh Chodesh, until Chag HaShavuot, to purify our heart from hatred, to love the thief that stole the quilt and the sheet from the doctor. He says, Don't want him. They say, I'm taking you to court. I'm going to sue you. But you're going to sue him. It's from Hashem is everything. All the money comes from Hashem. If it was taken from you, Hashem meant it. For good or for bad. Hashem has an accounting. Nobody can steal from you. Nobody can steal from you. But Hashem Tov said, nobody can steal upon himself from you. It's from Hashem. It's like competition. No such thing competition. It says if you believe in Hashem, it's your good deed. If you did something not so good, you hate somebody, then a kadosh baruch hu generated competition. It says no such thing, you can lose anything if you love everybody. Because if you love everybody, it's generate peace. If you generate peace, it means you are a complete, it's called Yerushalayim, it's called Shalem. That's the idea, that's Chag HaShavuot. That's a kadosh baruch hu does not write it in the Torah, the reason for Chag HaShavuot. It's not what we accepted the Torah. Accepting the Torah was a result of our unity. And that's why we have Sefirat HaOmer. The Chachamim said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Sefirat HaOmer to purify ourselves. This is the Shem Yichud that we say before Sefirat HaOmer, to purify yourself. You purify yourself. What do you mean purify myself? It means my heart should be pure from hatred, from jealousy, from fighting from anybody. I should forgive everybody. That's what he said before you go to sleep. You must say that. Doesn't matter whoever did anything to me, I have to forgive. It is because then you may generate peace. And then you generate peace, you become Shalem. It says Chag HaShavuot is a new start. So that's what it says. This Chag HaShavuot is a tremendous day. It says, look in the Torah. It says, doesn't have the date in the Torah. No date. It says, the date in the Torah is Sukkot, it says the 15th. Day of Pesach, 15th. Rosh Hashanah, the 1st. Yom Kippur, the 10th. Shavuot, there's no date. What's the date of Shavuot? 7 weeks. 7 weeks means the preparation for Chag HaShavuot is more important than Chag HaShavuot. That's the Mishnah said. It's not stay up tonight. Stay up tonight is worthless unless you correct yourself. It says, you one unit. It says, if you love everybody, then the Zohar said, B'Shavuot atidin lemepak migaluta. It says, you should know this guy Boaz, he sleeps over there on the pile. He doesn't want nobody to steal from him. He's like this doctor. He says, I want to make sure nobody steals. He says, not because if you steal, like I sue him. Because I want to prevent stealing. Because stealing generates hatred, fight. I want to avoid it. He says, I have a watchman. Every watchman is going to start running after the thief. And he's going to sue him. As they're going to sue me, I'm going to go to court, fight. The court will say, you're wrong, he's right. I'm going to hate him because the court doesn't know what he's doing. Maybe Meshvot HaShoftim. It says the Megillah starts with it. It says the days of the judge is the judge. It says what was the problem? People stealing from each other. So what big deal was stealing? It says, you know, the world was destroyed because of stealing, not because of the act of stealing. What stealing does? Stealing makes fight. Stealing makes disagreement between people. He says, he stole from me, he stole from me. He says, forget about it. You have to be like the doctor Abba Umna. He says, forget it, forgive it. Hashem gives it to you. Hashem is the boss. He says, Am Yisrael came to this idea before Chag HaShavuot. He says, in Rosh Chodesh Torah says, Am Yisrael arrived to Har Sinai. Hashem said, Hashem called Moshe and said, now they're going to get the Torah. It's not the Torah that was promised in Egypt. It's the Torah that was promised in Egypt after we were ready to get this Torah. And that's what Chachamim said. This is, you should know, Derry does it. Like meat does the opposite, Derry does it. It doesn't matter what the doctors tell you. It says, the more Derry you eat, more kindness you're going to be. More meat you're going to eat, less generous you're going to be. Meat makes you, says the Gemara, to be tough. Dairy makes you be soft, says the Zohar. The color of the dairy is white. White, says the Zohar, is kindness. Toughness, the color of toughness is red. Every time you have red light, stop sign, all of them are red. Because red, says the Gemara, means tough. Tough, it says, no compromising. Milk, it means compromising. There is no custom to eat on Chag HaShavuot honey. That also the Torah compared to honey. There is no custom to drink on Chag HaShavuot wine or oil because the Torah compared to oil and wine. No, just dairy. Because dairy means we show Kadosh Baruch Hu that we want to be kind. We want to be generous. We want to compromise. It says to rebuild Yerushalayim, it's only by compromising, by being united. So the Shulchan Aruch said, each Shavuot, there is never a dairy. It's a joke. Of course it's a joke. But it means it's something that we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are we having dairy? Because we want to be kind. It's not, you know, I have dairy because dairy. Because dairy generates kindness, says the Zohar. This is the power of dairy, this is the power of milk. And that's Eretz Yisrael is being called Eretz Zabat Chalav Udvash. This is from all the things. This is Eretz Yisrael has a tremendous amount of honey and milk. But we should be honey and oil. She says, we're not going to have any problems with Arabs. I says, no, you don't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants generosity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have peace. And it says, to generate peace is milk, dairy. Dairy makes your system compromising. Calm down, politeness, being patient. All is dairy. The more meat a person has, less patient he is, less generosity. That's what meat does to a person, says the Zohar. That's what the Gemara says the word. Basar ha shetevot busha sha'ol rima. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls it basar. It means shame when you have meat. It's going to take you down to Gehenom. Take him down to Gehenom. Why? Because I had a piece of meat. Why? Well, it's embarrassment to have a piece of meat. No. But it's the consequences of the meat, the piece of meat that you have now, that can cause embarrassment to you. What embarrassment to you? You're going to fight with somebody. You're going to fight with somebody. You might kill him, says the Torah. You kill him. You go down. Sheol. It says, forget about this. Rima, says the Gemara. It says, they're going to bury you. The ants, the worms will eat you up. Why? Because I ate a piece of meat? Nah. Because I ate a piece of meat, worm will eat me? No. What I ate a piece of meat is what meat can do to you. You have to be careful, says the Gemara. Amaret asur lechol basar. Says the Gemara, you have to be careful. That meat has a tremendous power on the person. The opposite of meat is dairy. This is that's what Am Israel. They said, you know, when they came from Har Sinai, they ate dairy. Now it makes sense. Not because the dishes were not kosher. Because after they understood to continue the harmony, the unity, is not the meat, it's the dairy. And that's what Shulchan Aruch said, on Chag HaKadosh Baruch Hu dairy. But again, it's only a sign what we got to do from this Friday until Chag HaShavuot. It's not hard to stay up at night. It's not important to stay up at night. It's more important to prepare ourselves for the night. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu moved Chag HaShavuot one day before to tell us this. It's not the accepting the commandments, it's the preparation. Hashem gave us the commandments because we were prepared for it. We got into our system that Hashem only loves peace. Hashem only loves unity. It doesn't matter what the person does to you. It's more important to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with us. And that's what the Gemara tells us, that Mashiach will come at the end. There's going to be peace. Nabi Yishayahu said, "Vegar zevim keves, namirim dir bat." He said, that's the haftarah that we read on the last day of Pesach. He said, it's going to be peace. He said, the animals, lo yarevu lo yashluchu la'kotchi, ki mala aretz de'at Hashem, he said, will get into his head. The most important thing is unity. You can never fight with no one in the world. You can have anything in the heart against no one. Doesn't matter if he stole from you. Means nothing. He says, that's the preparation for Chag HaShavuot. You do it. He says, the Zohar will come out of exile. We go to Yerushalayim, Rabbi Amen, Amen.